Good morning. Welcome to this beautiful Thanksgiving Sunday. Yesterday we said our goodbyes to Bill Young, his memorial service, and he said I don't know if you remember Bill, but he was bald right down the middle, and so he said that his dentist or his barber would charge him a finder's fee. I kind of understand that you lose all the hair. I had a friend in college, had a nice mop of hair, and met him years later, and he was totally bald. He was still wearing his comb in his pocket. He just couldn't part with it. I should have told that on you.
Don't pick on me.
Don't be mean. By the way, just before we forget, we will not be in the office on Thursday. If you come into the church office on Thursday to do office or church work, shame on you, that's Thanksgiving Day. So I'm not anticipating a lot of walk-in traffic anyway. By way of looking at the calendar, any other things that we have forgotten that we need to be aware of? Pia, have we forgotten anything that we didn't get on the calendar? Everything, she said. We've forgotten everything. And so, that may be true. It seems like there was something else.
Peter.
Please, Mark.
Hanging of the Greens.
That's what it is. This coming Saturday, Hanging of the Greens, we will be changing our sanctuary into her Advent livery. So come and help, if you will. 10 o'clock, we're going to gather together and put up wreaths, put up garland, put up trees, and do all of those wonderful festive things. A couple hours if you have time and are able to come and help us. We could use all the help we get. Some of us are getting a little older and slower as the days go by. Anything else that we need to remember as we're progressing? On the back of the bulletin, you note that our church conference is set, and it is a charge conference, but we're convening it as a church conference. Technicalities you do not need to know or care about. Anything else for the good of the order? If not, stand and wave hello to one another, and let's turn to our call to worship.
Good morning. Call to worship. Give thanks to the Lord. Steadfast love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord and the word among us. God's deeds among the people. God blesses us with gifts of love.
With food and clothing, home and family.
God blesses us with daily work.
And all we need from day to day.
God calls us into relationships.
And forms us into one holy people,
the church of Jesus Christ
in this place.
Therefore shall we offer thanks and praise to the Lord our God.
O Lord our God, we give thanks to you.
So you remain standing, pick up your hymn note, or follow along the screen. We'll sing Great is Thy Faithfulness, found on page 140.
Great is Thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. All I have presence above. Join with all nature in manifold witness. So thy great faithfulness, mercy, and love. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness.
You may be seated. We're reading from Psalm 123. To you I lift up my eyes, O you who are enthroned in the heavens. As the eyes of servants look to the hand of their master, as the eyes of a maid to the hand of her mistress, to our eyes look to the Lord our God until he has mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, O Lord, have mercy upon us. For we have had more than enough of contempt. Our soul has had more than its fill of the scorn of those who are at ease, of the contempt of the proud.
The word of the Lord.
The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Okay. We don't have it in the bulletin, but the ensemble is going to offer an anthem. Pardon me?
For Thanksgiving.
And the title of it is?
All Good Gifts.
Not the tune we probably know, but certainly I'm sure it will be a good gift. Thank you. There ought to be a joke about all the wires and cables and things, but I haven't got it yet. We're grateful for humor and for love and for technicians doing the good works. Thank you, guys. Yeah. You might notice Bo up front here over by the piano. If you go to sleep, he's going to get you on camera. I know. Our intent is to be able to, for our live broadcasters who are joining us today and who I have failed to welcome yet this morning, so welcome all you onliners. He will try and get a shot of you while you are lifting up a concern in the sanctuary. We haven't been able to do that. And also when the kids are assisting in the Vacation Bible School piece, we'll include that. When Barbara does her piece, there's a good shot of her at the organ. If you haven't seen us, on the internet, go to the homepage and it'll direct you to YouTube. We're doing a better and better product every day. Enough of that. We are thankful for lots today. We do have concerns, and we lift Bill Young's family. A lot of people here yesterday. He was involved with the Masons and Eastern Star and a number of other things that I won't try and list all of them here, but the people that he was involved with came and honored him yesterday, and it was a fun gathering in a respect. A lot of people I did not know, which is neither here nor there, but certainly a witness to Bill's involvement and to his community. But still, the grief of his loss is among us and among his family, and Sue Anderchin, as we recognize her passing. Are there other concerns in our midst as we come and gather this morning? Those other things that we need to lift that are part of our family, part of our sharing together and our concerns one for another. I continue to lift war-torn areas and places and peoples, especially in the West Bank, where the hospitals have been made military zones, and that's awful. Prayers for them, prayers for everybody involved there, prayers for all the things occurring, and that we might see some way to find a way to peace, and a peace that is going to be hard to find after how many millennia of conflict. But nothing is beyond the capacity of our Lord. Amen. Any other concerns, things that you want to lift here today? I want to acknowledge the flowers up front. They're, I don't know what. And some more over here. Something to do with a lot of celebrations of fall, but there's somebody, let's see here, on the birthday list. Let's see, Debbie Burns having a birthday next Sunday. So those aren't for Debbie. Let's see. Rosie Casper has a birthday next Saturday, but those aren't for Rosie. I have a birthday on Tuesday. No, those are not for me. Well, thank you. And my daughter's going to spoil me, you know she is. Linnell Franklin has a birthday on Monday. She'll be 99. That's right, right, worthy of being proud of, amen? Oh, Jeanette Boyles has a birthday today. 90 years young. Did anybody Google that? How do you say someone, an octogenarian is 80. What's a 90-year-old? None of you did your homework. This will go down in your grade book. I obviously forgot myself, so we're all in the same boat there together. Paya Kalimani. Michael, hand her the microphone. We want to acknowledge baby. Can you get her, Bo?
Hi. Olivia had a baby on Tuesday, and it's a 6-pound 12 ounces little girl with a very long name, but
tell us the long name.
First name is Elise Halapupuahi Siulolovao Nanuola Layla Faith Tavake.
Hey, man. They are going to use Layla. Layla, we can work with that. Praise God for a new life. And Layla. And to, yeah. Layla, baby and mama doing well. We're glad for that. Other announcements for the good of the world. Holly, please. Okay, stand up, Holly.
So No.
Yeah, stand up. Come on.
Oh, this is silly. No, Google knows what you call a 90 to 99-year-old, a nonagenarian.
That's what I thought, nonagenarian.
No.
Did you just Google that just now? Well, see there. People helping people. Amen. Renee Verone in the very back. Michael, if you would take a microphone back there. And yes, okay.
First thing, Pastor, can you move over so you can hear what I'm going to say? Okay, so my son, Zach, had a catastrophic injury last Friday. He ruptured his spleen on the mountain in Vail, was bleeding out, and had to snowboard down the rest of the mountain. And there's a video of him, and he still took one more jump, the little rascal. Walked through the city of Vail with his snowboard, got in his car, drove himself home, walked up the steps to his apartment, and called me crying. Zach, call 911. Well, his roommate came home while I was ranting and took him to the emergency room. They airlifted him to Denver General, Denver Health, whatever. And he ruptured his spleen. And so they sewed the one artery that he destroyed. And now he has one instead of two. But they were able to save the spleen only because all y'all let your guardian angels help him along. Because his nurse said he has never seen a 5 out of 5 rupture that they didn't take the spleen. But they didn't. So thank y'all for the prayers and the extra guardian angels you sent his way. And he is back in Vail, and he's recovering. And let's just hope that he learned a lesson, that he is not indestructible.
All right. Prayers for Zach.
Hopefully he'll just not do competition this year where he's doing, yeah.
All right.
There'll be updates on that.
Thank you, Renee. And prayers for Zach and as he continues to ruptured spleen. Ouch, ouch, ouch. Michael, Lucy, you have to stand up, Lucy.
Okay. No, I just wanted to wish our son, Winsitoni, happy birthday in Australia. He'll be 37. He was here yesterday.
It was 37 yesterday, Tony.
Yes.
Okay. Happy birthday, Tony.
Amen. Thank you. And we need prayers for him, please.
Prayers for Tony. Yes, okay. We have lots to be thankful for. We have lots. Others? Michael, Don Boyles, please.
I just wanted to tell everybody that after the service, there's a birthday cake in the parlor, so help yourself.
some birthday cake from your mom's birthday. Is that good news or bad news? For some of us, okay. Thank you for that. Stay in the fellowship hall for a minute, or the parlor for a little bit of birthday cake. And, all right. Others. I don't see any other prayers of concern or celebration. Let's turn to our unison prayer. Let us read responsively. Make a joyful noise to the Holy One, all the earth. Remember that the Holy One is God,
the one who made us, the one who holds us, the one who breathes within us. Let us enter into worship with thanksgiving. Thanksgiving for God's steadfast love that endures forever and faithfulness to all generations. I invite you to a moment of silent meditation in preparation for prayer. Loving Lord God, as we come before you, we pause, as is our tradition, and give you thanks and acknowledge your greatness. Creator of all things, bringer of order out of chaos, maker of life, giver of love, you are all to all. As we come to this week, we celebrate a tradition of giving thanks in our homes, on our businesses, in our places, reflecting back to the first Europeans who gave thanks for the hospitality of the natives of the land, who broke bread with them, who celebrated the prosperity all around them, and the gifts of care one for another. Lord, we haven't always done a good job of maintaining that friendly, loving, caring relationship, but we pray in this Thanksgiving that we can pause and indeed find the places that you are at work in the world around us, where you are at work in the people that we meet, and where you are at work within each of us. Guide us as we come and gather together on this Thanksgiving, that we might remember those less fortunate, those who are in need of anything that we can provide to help them, those who are lonely, those who are alone. And be with us in our comfort, in our warmth, and remember to give thanks that it is through you and the gifts and graces that you have given us that we have the prosperity which we celebrate. Lord God, be with us and continue to guide us as is your way. And then in the name of Jesus Christ, teach us how to be more faithful and to be more giving one to another. Lord, hear us as we join together in the prayer that Jesus taught us, the Lord's Prayer, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. As we give thanks during our offertory, we pause to acknowledge the way we have been gifted and the way that we return a portion of what we've received to do the Lord's work.
Please stand if you're comfortable to do that. Our reading today is from Matthew 25:14-30. For it is a man going on a journey, summoned his slaves, and entrusted his property to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. The one who had received the 5 talents went off at once and traded them and made 5 more talents. In the same way, the one who had 2 talents made 2 more talents. But the one who had received the 1 talent went off and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those slaves came and settled accounts with them. Then the one who had received the 5 talents came forward bringing 5 more talents, saying, Master, you handed me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more talents. His master said to him, Well done, good and trusty slave. You have been trusty in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter in the joy of your master. And the one with the 2 talents came forward, saying, Master, you handed me 2 talents. With the 2 talents also, and the one who 2 talents came forward, saying, Master, you have handed me 2 talents. See, I have made more 2 more talents. His master said to him, Well done, good and trusty slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master. Then the one who had received 1 talent also came forward, saying, Master, I knew that you were a harsh man, reaping what you did not sow, and gathering where you did not scatter seed. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here you have what is yours. But the master replied, You wicked and lazy slave, you knew, did you, that I reap where I did not sow and gather where I did not scatter? Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and on my return I would have received what was my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to one of the one with the 10 talents. For to all those who have more than given and have an abundant given, and they will have an abundance. But from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away. As for the worthless slave, throw him into the outer darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
The word of the Lord.
The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I invite Stephanie to come forward with any of the youngins. Who do we have to come with? All right, Hadley's going to come up. All right. Come on. Elizabeth and Simeone. Samu, come down. You guys going to come up? Come on. You get to be on the thing. Come on. Kelly's coming out. Come on out with him. Come on. All right, whatever you want to do.
Thank you.
Indeed, give thanks. Amen, amen, amen. Stephanie did it better than I did. That's not saying I did a terrible job. I got one or two of them right. In front of the bulletin, that's the fellow with the one talent. See him there? He's digging a hole in the ground to put the talent in. But as we gather, this is Thanksgiving Sunday, and I have a question for you. Have you ever been to an intriguing Thanksgiving? Have you ever celebrated a particular Thanksgiving in your lives that was intriguing? I remember when I was younger, it was meeting the in-laws and having Thanksgiving at the in-laws' house. That was always intriguing, and you're always wondering what traditions they have and trying to follow along to do the right things and not make a faux pas. Familiar things, familiar foods. Maybe you've never had the opportunity to do anything different. One year I celebrated Thanksgiving, the kids and I, with a gal that was a vegetarian. She doesn't eat turkey. So she volunteered to make the turkey. She made a tofu turkey. And we were all willing, and she got to the table, and she's sliced out slices for us all, and we sat down, and we were beginning to munch away at it. And she took one bite, and she said, "This is terrible." And she took it all back off of our plates. And did you know that Chinese food restaurants are open on Thanksgiving? It was memorable. It was memorable. Bittersweet moment for my dad was in the hospital, intensive care, and it was Thanksgiving, and we went down to the cafeteria and had Thanksgiving dinner. Cafeteria hold 200 or 300 people easily. There were four of us. And the staff was wonderful. Routines and traditions. And breaking those routines and trying different things and new things. So I'm going to try and tie that in. Let's see if we can get there. The New Testament parable that Jesus tells, this is an important teaching lesson. And I have, in the years past, pointed out that talents can refer to our gifts and graces. Barbara is talented with her fingers and her toes on the organ. There's a lot of people that play the keyboard, but very few that have talented toes to go with it. And I've known some gifted pianists that have been bucked off of an organ bench. It's hard work. So there's a gift or grace there, if you will. Tom commented to me, he said, "There's 8 gifted people up here for that ensemble." He says, "That's really incredible and that's wonderful." Do you understand and feel those gifts and appreciate the gifts that you've received to be able to do that? So gifts and graces and using them instead of burying them. These are God-given, and I need to reiterate that not everyone has the same gifts and graces. I had a good friend in Johnstown, and she had a business that anyone can sing. And anybody that was interested, she would gather with them and help them and nurture them and teach them, and doesn't make me any better. Nonetheless, that wasn't my gift. That just isn't where that sets. But it's important not to bury those gifts and graces either. We are gifted to do our best with the gifts that God gives us. Amen? If you're good with music, make a joyful noise. If you have a strong back, build, help, repair. If you are good at cooking and you have that gift, feed the lambs. Feed God's children. If you have the gift of understanding that weird language that's around business and banking, help me. Unused gifts atrophy and disappear. And God's gifts need to be exercised, used often. So all of that, and you've probably heard me preach on that very topic, that same thing, 3 years ago when we passed through this scripture. But I read a commentary, he says, don't do that. Don't change this parable about the talents to be about gifts and graces. He says, this is about money. Talents are money. A talent was the about what a laborer would earn 15 years worth of labor at a laborer's wages. Now, I did the numbers on that, and I bet they're wrong because I just remembered that it was 15 years' wages as a laborer. Because I think maybe not. If my numbers are right, 15 years' wages as a laborer is $233,000 in today's money. Figuring $14 an hour. That's $250,000, one talent. So 15 talents is $3,495,000. That's a chunk of change. Two talents is $466,000. $500,000. This is a lot of money. Yes? Now, maybe some of you, that's a drop in the bucket. Let's talk after church. So they're not paltry sums, and that one talent, $250,000. Now, it's interesting, just this same week, and this is true, my financial advisor called for, annually we have to do an update on all my finances. And so we had that meeting, and of course the thing that they always ask is, what level of risk do you want us to use with the monies that you've set aside? And that's always kind of an interesting thing, and I'm always pretty much a chicken. But I've set aside a few nickels and dimes for Melissa and I in our retirement, and so I'm probably pretty conservative, but nonetheless, we have to determine how much risk is involved. Do you understand what I'm saying there? But the man who receives the one talent, the first one gets five talents, and he doubles that. What did I say five talents was worth? $3,496,000. Doubled it. No, I'm sorry. That's 15 talents. That's all the talents that he invested. I can't read my own writing. But doubled the money is amazing. So here's the one who gets one talent. And he says, here's your talent back. He says, Master, I knew you were a harsh man. So he understands the master, and he understands that the master is going to expect something. This is about investing what we've received and taking risk. And even if we just back up and say, well, we've been gifted with our Christian gifts and graces, then what are we supposed to do with them? What is our Christian task? What is it we're supposed to be doing for the Lord? We're supposed to be caring and giving and manifesting our faith, witnessing, even using words if we have to, trusting God, bearing hope to the world that needs it. Those are all the tasks that we're called to, aren't they? And do we have classes in that on caring? Not enough in the church, probably. And to whom should we be giving? You watch the TV and they'll have wonderful commercials telling you where you can give your money. And we know when we discover further that the majority of them take the money that you give them to found their foundations and pay their boards of directors. So we become skeptical and we don't give, and that's a fail. But who teaches us to be bearers of hope? Do we need hope in the world? Do you meet people that are without hope, and how do we respond to them? John Wesley said, when you When you don't have faith, preach faith till you have faith, and then you can preach faith. Yeah, John Wesley, he was a rascal, wasn't he? So here we have this parable about our growing connectedness with Jesus. That's what he's talking about. He's talking about our relationship there, and we need to listen to it carefully about the talents. And what do you think that this parable is teaching? Is it teaching us to be timid? That doesn't quite seem right to me. Jesus is teaching risk. Five talents. That's $1,165,000. Risk. Go out and risk. That's not saying that a lot of people in society are comfortable doing. But then neither is loving the unlovable ones. Neither is offering hope in hopeless situations. Neither is having faith when it doesn't seem like there's anything to have faith in. We're called to do those. We're called to risk. Have you thought about that? And I've wondered, the man who was given the one talent, you remember the one with five? He goes out and makes another five, gives back the master 10 talents. The one with 10, what does he do? He makes 2 more, gives it back to the master. The man with the one talent that buried it, what if he had invested it, worked with it, and then lost it all? We don't have the answer to that, but I bet I can guess. I bet the master would say, you risked and trusted. It wasn't to be, but you tried. Instead, what does he do? He buries it. He does nothing with it. He calls him a wicked and casts him in the outer darkness where there's gnashing, weeping and gnashing of teeth. You see, he was motivated by fear and not by faith. And the bottom line, that's where that comes in. We have to take what the Lord gives us and have faith that this is not just us on our own, but God is with us. That ought to get an amen. So this man didn't try. He didn't risk. He succumbed to fear. We're in a weird world that is full of fear, and out of that fear is coming anger and blame and vitriol, and it's an ugly routine that's occurring. And it's easier to be skeptical than it is to have faith. Think about that. Think about some of the people, you know, and you ask some, it's really easy to say, that'll never work, that'll never happen, that's foolishness, and that's a waste of time, that's a waste of energy. It's easy to do that because there's no risk. Risk means risking being rejected. Risk means risking being deceived. I was in a pastor's association in Fort Morgan, Colorado. And the guy down the street from me was another denomination, but not very many people came to the Methodist church asking for assistance. And he says, they all come down to my place. He says, I always give them whatever they ask for. He says, I'm sure that I've been taken more times than I can count, but I'd rather be taken than fail to assist somebody who needed it. There's a balance there called enabling. And apparently we were not enablers at the United Methodist Church, and the word spread, hey, go down to this fellow's church. He's an easy mark. But he risked. And maybe that was something we didn't do enough of. Risk loving unconditionally and being hurt, but still to risk. Hope and risk having God say no when we pray for something. hope and pray for this and that, pray for these things that go there. And sometimes God does say no. And it's painful. But that risk has to be there. Risk in the name of God. It's Thanksgiving this week. I hope you don't have one of those unusual tofu turkeys. And yet I also hope that you find opportunities to use your gifts and graces. And more than that, I hope that you pause and really give thanks for all that we've been given and the ability to give back. Amen? Amen. We're going to stand and sing our closing. This is Praise the Lord 2020. Mark, would you help lead us, please? Amen. So we've given thanks with the kids and got some aerobic exercise. Thanks, kids, for leading us, reminding us grown-ups to risk a little. And we've given thanks, and we pause now to remember where all of our gifts of goodness have come from. In the name of God, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, may we reflect that back and be His faithful people. Amen? Amen. Join hands. Let's sing our closing. God's people said, Amen. Amen.